What if anxiety is two things? One, that there is a root cause. Maybe it is a trauma in the past or a really difficult upbringing. Maybe from that, there are some really strong limiting beliefs that make you wonder if you're safe, if you're good enough, if you're lovable, if you fit in. And there may be also a genetic component, some predisposition, epigenetics. There are plenty of reasons why there is anxiety. And let's face it, anxiety is a normal emotion. It's something we all have and we all should have because it's supposed to protect us. But when we are struggling with anxiety because anxiety is taking over and it just runs our life, then there is a second component that is really, really important to take responsibility for. And that is that we can get into the habit of feeding the anxiety unconsciously. Well, I'll tell you that anxiety is to a large degree also a habit. And they are five habits I want to talk about in this series. And if we break these habits, we have such easier time to make the anxiety not only less dominant in our life, but also we can heal it much easier because it is more something that we can put over here and say, okay, I can see these are the issues, especially from the past, that I really want to address, but I'm doing my best to not act in any way, in any self-sabotaging way that makes the anxiety worse. I talked to a client the other day, and she really has a lot of anxiety about her relationship that just ended, well, just a year ago. And she has a hard time letting go of that person. So I asked her, so what are your habits that make it harder for you to let go and bring up more of this anxiety, especially anxiety around having made a mistake or anxiety around ending up alone? Well, there were three. One was that she was telling herself all the things that were wonderful about the relationship and ignored all the things that in the end were actually destructive. For example, that he was cheating on her multiple times and that he wasn't really supporting her when she had dreams or wanted to do something that made her feel good. The second thing is that she was looking over and over again at old pictures and just, you know, going down memory lane, feeling that, you know, these were the times where she was truly happy. He was really someone who loved her more than anyone. Well, that is like emotional cutting, right? Just adding more pain to the pain that already exists. And then the third thing was, of course, stalking on social media and looking what he's up to. And who is he with? And, you know, really also then looking for all the people that like him and follow him and checking and if they have interest in him. And it's kind of a part-time job. So when I pointed out to her that all those things will make it very difficult for her mind to cut that relationship loose and find herself again, and also let go of this anxiety around this person who really didn't treat her well and actually didn't deserve to be with her. I ask her what she's willing to do. Are you willing to not stalk on social media? Are you willing to not look at these old pictures? Are you willing to change your narrative? Guess what? She was not willing to do any of those things. She simply told herself, I can't. It's impossible. I don't really know what I would do instead. And that is where her anxiety gets every day fed by those self-destructive habits. And for many of you, you may think like, oh, well, that's pretty obvious, right? This is something that you would never do. Well, guess what? We all do it. We all feed our anxiety just in different ways. And for her, I have complete compassion because she felt that when she lets go of those patterns, She lets go of him, and she lets go of that hope that one day he may realize that he made a mistake and that he will come back and everything's going to be much better. And so she wasn't ready for that. I understand it. You know how they say, if that fear of that change is greater than the pain that, you know, this not changing causes you, if you just don't really feel that, I don't know, uncomfortable, yet you will hold on to what you know, to the familiar, and not dare to take that step in the unknown. I think it's a very human condition. It's not very helpful, but it's certainly something we all have been doing. So what I want to help you with is to realize that you have the power to take responsibility for your mind. You have the power to make your anxiety less because you stop fueling your anxiety, and you have the power to reshape how your mind works. Your mind is not holding you hostage. Your emotions are not attacking you. Your thoughts are not out of control. You have the power to change all of this, but it takes consistency. It takes commitment. And first and foremost, it takes awareness. So let's delve into these five habits that make your anxiety worse. In fact, that keep your anxiety alive.